Baseball fans remember the greats of the sport, the Babe Ruths, the Lou Gehrigs, but the players that didn't quite make the Hall of Fame often slip through the cracks of our memories. WGLT's Mary Cullen produced this episode of McHistory, which tells the story of Bloomington native and would-have-been Hall of Fame pitcher Jack Powell.
Katie, Katie was baseball mad, had the fever and had it bad, just to root for the hometown crew every Sioux.
If you talk to people back in the day, this would be the late 19th and into the 20th century, yes, Charles Radbourne was a remarkable pitcher. Yes, Clark Griffith. But perhaps the best pitcher, baseball pitcher, to come out of Bloomington Normal is basically forgotten today, and that's John Joseph Powell, known as Jack Powell.
There are a few pitchers in baseball like Jack Powell. His nerve is unlimited. No situation is too tough for him to tackle. Adam Lovell, Executive Director.
This is Bill Kemp, Librarian with the McLean County Museum of History. Why don't we know much about him? Well, he had the misfortune for a big chunk of his career to play for the St. Louis Browns. The St. Louis Browns is long gone and long struggling American League franchise. They survived today as the Baltimore Orioles. But Powell was an excellent pitcher, very skilled, was in the league a long time, but had a lot of bad luck because he was playing for the Browns for all those years, and the Browns weren't scoring enough runs, and they were dropping the ball too much in the field. So he did not have the support he needed, both on the defensive and offensive side. So if you know anything about baseball statistics, his final career wins and losses are really jaw-dropping. He won 245 games, but lost 254, or nine more than he won. In fact, he holds the Major League Baseball record for the most career wins with a losing record. Yes, the most career wins with a losing record. So even though he won 245 games, which today is an automatic ticket to the Baseball Hall of Fame, he still lost more than he won. He's eighth in career losses all time among major league pitchers, but because he pitched for so long and was so good, he's also 54th in career wins, which might not seem like a lot, but if you think that thousands upon thousands upon thousands of men have pitched in the major leagues, and Jack Powell is there 54th all time with 245 wins, is pretty remarkable. And in fact, his win total is right behind Bob Gibson, the St. Louis Cardinal great, and C.C. Sabathia, a pitcher of recent vintage, who have 251 each.
Fandom continually hears the praises sung of Mathewson, Walsh, Rucker, Johnson, and the other star twirlers in the two big leagues. These deeds of valor are being continually related. They're great pitchers, and I merit all the praises handed to them. Still, no pitcher in the business is more interesting to me than the veteran Jack Powell.
His first big league season was 1897. He played for the Cleveland Spiders in the National League. The Cleveland Spiders don't exist anymore. Three of his teammates are future Hall of Famers, including Cy Young, arguably the greatest pitcher in Major League Baseball. But at that time, Jack Powell was about as productive and as good as Cy Young. Interestingly, Jack Powell will make his big league debut on May 16, 1897. The problem is there in Cleveland. And that's a Sunday. The city of Cleveland had a rule against superfluous, childish-type entertainments occurring on Sunday, right? The Sabbath. No baseball, in other words. The team decides to hold a game anyways. The city calls the team's bluff. And lo and behold, rookie Jack Powell then is jailed while the team then skedaddles out of town. And Jack Powell is there, the one to face trial. He awaits trial in jail while the team is out of town. In 1899, the owners of the Cleveland Spiders, Frank and Stanley Robinson, create a second team in the National League called the St. Louis Perfectos. And what they do, these two owners of the Cleveland Spiders, they completely gut that roster and they move all the best players to the St. Louis Perfectos, including Cy Young, the future Hall of Famer, and Bloomington's own Jack Powell. So Jack Powell then becomes a St. Louis Perfecto in 1899. The Perfectos have red striping on their uniforms, and fans began to call the Perfectos the Cardinals. And we now know the Perfectos, of course, today as the St. Louis Cardinals.
It is a stout heart, nerves unlimited, and supreme confidence in his own ability that makes Powell the pitcher that he is.
He ends up losing more games than he does win. But he's an excellent pitcher nonetheless. He holds the St. Louis Browns all-time records for games started, innings pitched, strikeouts, of course losses, and he's second in wins all-time. He liked to keep the ball in play, and as we've heard Billy the Boy umpire Evans talk about Jack Powell as a pitcher, he was deceiving. He didn't have overpowering stuff, right? High-speed fastballer, an arcing curveball, but he was wily on the mound and he knew how to slightly change the trajectory, say, of his curveball or the speed of his fastball, right? And he was tricking batters that way, so he was very deceiving. And often, if he had confidence in his infield and outfield, which sometimes he did not, he wasn't afraid to keep the ball in play. He wasn't afraid to let the batter swing.
Those spectators continually rave because the home players can't hit his offerings. I could hit Powell myself, was the remark heard by one spectator one day as I was leaving the Cleveland grounds. Jack had just finished pitching a brilliant game against the Naps. Powell was so good that day that I couldn't refrain from challenging the fan. If you really think so, I said, come around tomorrow before the game starts, and Powell will bet you 2-1 that you can't even make a foul. I knew Powell well enough to feel sure that he would have made the bet if I had related the circumstances to him. Needless to say, the fan didn't come around for batting practice.
We heard Billy the Boy umpire Evans talk about Jack Powell. That was from a New York Times article from 1912, right at the end of Jack Powell's career. The article was called Successful Twirlers Must Have Something Besides Speed and Curves to Baffle Batsmen. Right. And I think Jack Powell was a successful twirler, and he did indeed have something besides speed and curves to baffle the batsman, as Billy Evans writes. He was an umpire from 1906 to 1927. Yes, he did have that unique nickname, the Boy Umpire, because he started his major league umpiring career in 1906 as a 22-year-old, so the youngest ever to umpire a major league game. He's inducted into the Hall of Fame in 1973. In 1902, Jack Powell from Bloomington, then playing with St. Louis in the National League, was lured to the American League. The American League is known as the junior circuit because it's much younger than the National League. The American League wasn't formed until 1901, so Jack Powell's almost there from the beginnings. He'll play a couple seasons for the St. Louis Browns, but then in 1904, he will play for the New York Highlanders. The newly organized New York Highlanders, they will change their nickname to the Yankees in 1913. The Highlanders will miss the pennant, meaning capturing their league title, by one game. And that will as close as Jack Powell will ever get to the whiff of any sort of championship. Because during the 1905 season, he will be traded to the hapless St. Louis Browns, and then he will finish his career with the St. Louis Browns in 1912.
Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never get back. Let me root, root, root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame. For it's 1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
This episode of McHistory was produced by WGLT's Mary Cullen. featuring Bill Kemp and Adam Lovell of the McLean County Museum of History. If you like these deep dives into local history, you should subscribe to the Mick History Podcast. It's available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.